Good afternoon, John Curtis Design. How may I help you?
Yeah, is Kathy in?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff.
One moment, please.
Thanks.
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I talked to Pat this morning about that equipment that you guys were looking to, bring on and the plans you guys had, and he told me that you would be the one that, handles all that.
I guess I'm checking into it. What kind of rates? What do you guys offer? Is it just per amount?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on a few different things. There's a lot of different factors that go into play, but initially, what is it that you guys are looking to, bring on? It was some equipment, right?
Yeah, it's, I think it's going to cost us close, I want to say 40
right?
off the top of my head, 30 or 40,000, and it's for a spray booth.
Okay, and that was just the, that only piece, or was there more? Because Pat listed a few different, I think he said a CNC that you guys are looking at, and then, I'm not sure the other pieces, but he listed off like 5 pieces of equipment you guys were, I'm not sure if that was later on in the year or what, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's fine.
So I guess if we could get some of the criteria.
Yeah, for sure.
Then maybe we can make a decision based on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just a few more, information I need to get about the business. When are you guys looking to bring that on by, too?
You know what? I'm not sure. This has kind of been thrown into my lap because it's actually going to be John Curtis who has to approve all of this. The owner.
Yeah, he's the owner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can prepare it and fill out the credit app and all that stuff. I am, I haven't been given all that, the info, some of the things you're telling me, I'm not sure of.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I'm not
sure
what else.
You're probably being informed, as we go, right?
On the fly, yeah.
It's fine.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Pat ended up calling me this morning, actually, and because I had called you guys a few days back, and he said that John was, looking, had some big plans coming up, and I had talked to Pat a little bit about it. He just mentioned that he does the, the purchasing end of it for the equipment, mm-hmm. and then he mm-hmm. said that you would be the one that I needed to, talk to.
And I do the finances, and I would fill out the app and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, yeah.
Yeah, which is what I was just going to ask you, too. And you guys said you're looking to, just kind of shopping around, or is there a deadline you had for that? It was a spray booth, right?
Yeah, there's a spray booth. We've already put money down on it, actually. I think, how much did we put down on that? I think I might have cut a check for a portion of it, like $5,000 or something.
Was that just like the down payment on it?
Yeah, to get it started.
Okay, when did you guys do that?
Last week, I'm thinking, or it could have been the week prior.
Okay, and then did you guys just get a quote for that, spray booth too?
Yeah, we did get, there's a quote, now I don't even know if I have it anymore, I saw it.
Yeah, Pat talked to me a little bit about that too.
I cut the check, I just
right.
remember.
What was the total for that too? Was
I don't
40K?
Have it in front of me, that's the problem.
Oh, it's fine. Do you maybe have just like a ballpark though? Was it like 35 or 40 maybe?
I was saying I thought it was between 30 and 40.
Okay. And then did you guys have a deadline with that that quote too? Did it run up in 90 days or?
Well, we already put money down. We're getting it. Whether we get a loan
okay.
from you guys or not, it doesn't matter.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha. So then if you don't, kind of plan B is just pay for it with cash?
I guess that would be the alternative to it. I suppose it would, but I'm trying to figure out who we paid. JWA Technologies, that was the name of it. Let me see, JWA. I'm just trying to see if I can find, if I copied the paperwork, because then I could give you a better idea.
Right.
JWA.
It's fine, too. I'm just trying to get perfect. Yeah, what I was just going to say was just trying to get a little background on it. But with the whole application package, we'll be in discussion about it coming up. But if you want to just attach that quote so we can get, the...
It's actually $29,141.25, but we've already paid $5, so...
So it'd be about... You'd only be looking for about
24. 24. Mm-hmm. But the other equipment, I don't know. I need to ask about that.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, we could get it all taken care of in one shot, if that would be something you guys would be looking to do, too. I know Patton listed a few different ones, but the other thing
what
I was going to...
What does it do for us if we have more?
So you wouldn't have to keep applying later on down the road, you know what I mean? We wouldn't have to keep doing this. That way we could just...
Is there a break in the rate or when you have more, or how does that work?
It's just, it depends on the piece of equipment and then, you know, what specifically you're getting when you're looking to do it, stuff like that. And then, you know, a big factor that we actually base, you know, a lot of our programs off of is gross annual sales. And to give you a little better idea, what did you guys do, you know, for sales this last year, 2015?
I have to look at financials. I don't...
Maybe a ballpark idea?
I have no idea.
It's fine. Just trying to give you a little bit of idea.
I have no idea. I have to look at my system. I don't think... I don't even know if you did a million. I'm not sure financials here.
Are you guys like more 500K to a million mark or 1 million to 1.5? Like... Which ballpark would you guys be?
We are definitely increased this year. I can tell you for sure. We've got so much in our...
That's good to hear, too.
We have so much going on, and business is booming, so...
Yeah, that's really good to hear.
Let me see.
Do you know what you guys are kind of tracking for this year, maybe?
No
prepayment.
More?
That's always good, too. No, it's fine. Just trying to give you a better idea.
I have a 2014, let me see, 2014 tax return. Yeah, he's over a million.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, if he's tracking to do more, it might even be around that, too, for this year.
And that was 2014. So
yeah, that's what I was just saying.
I know it was more last year, and it's going to be more this year, so.
Mm-hmm. What have you guys been changing up? I mean, what's leading to all the increase in business?
People are buying.
Just, I mean, the industry, you guys are...
We do resort signs.
So you got...
A lot of resort signs, like Hilton's and Marriott's and stuff like that.
Okay. A lot of commercial stuff?
Oh, yeah, most all of it's that way. It's commercial. It's Hilton's, Marriott's. Their five-star hotels we're doing. We did the Fairmont Princess in Arizona.
Oh, nice.
Which is a huge five-star. We do Playa, we Southernmost in Florida, there's some in California, I mean, just all over. They're all resorts, though. They're all resort
okay.
signs.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's kind of, broader than just Colorado, too. You guys service kind of
all
over.
Well, he's been in business for 40 years, so he's got connections and they, you know, people that use him.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You said even California?
Yeah, all over, wherever. Wherever there's resort hotel that we can get in on.
I see. And then does John actually, like, go make the, you know, travel and...
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. You said he's been in business for about 40 years, too?
Yes.
And he's the, you know, 100% owner for you guys, too, right?
Yes. He and, I believe, his wife are in.
Are they 50-50, or is it pretty much just him?
I have no idea. I have no idea on that one.
It's fine. We just kind of got to get the ownership breakdown, too, because that is another one of the factors. And I'm sure, as you know, too, with the application process and signatures, and I'm sure you know how that works, too. Any other loans that you guys have out right now, too? Do you guys have any capital loans, maybe, or line of credit?
Well, we have a loan we can use right now. So that's another thing. We have a loan already set up for $40,000 that we can use with the bank we bank at First Bank.
Okay, is that...
So that's why we're shopping around to see what kind of rates we can get.
Right, right. And is that one for some capital?
It's for whatever. I don't know. You know, for whatever we need it for.
Right. And you said that was with First United, right?
First Bank.
Oh, First Bank. And then for 40K?
Yeah, yeah. So we have that, but it's not even... We haven't used it at all. It's still wide open. We really don't have any debt with aside from our credit cards. We have a copier we just got that we're paying $100 on, but
like $100 a month.
Yeah.
Did you guys finance that one too?
Yep.
Did you guys do that with First Bank as well, or?
Nope. It was through the copier company.
Oh, okay, straight through the manufacturer.
We leased it. Well, not kind of, it's a lease. It's more so a lease.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. And how long is that one for, too? You guys coming up towards 3 years with just 100 a month?
Yeah.
Okay, so not too bad with that. And then that one with First United, was that a line of credit that you guys had?
First Bank.
First Bank, my fault.
It's a line of credit.
Okay, and you guys don't ever really use it?
We have not used it since we opened it last year.
I mean, that's good, too. Kind of good way to keep those lines of credit. The nice thing about us is, we have a few different programs, too. I know you're looking to do equipment, which would be the program that you guys do fall into with this. We also do working capital, though, which is basically like that line of credit, but ours is unsecured cash, so it's basically just cash that you guys get for the business you can use, wherever you guys see fit.
Okay, it's kind of like the one we have.
Yeah, kind of like that, but I know with the lines of credit, there are sometimes, restrictions. Yeah, they know exactly what you are using it for and whatnot. So, kind of is a good idea to, leverage the accounts a little different way, kind of use our cash instead of that line of credit, keep that for safety or when you guys did need.
Okay.
And then the application process is very simple, straightforward. We just require a one-page app with the equipment. And then along with that, we do base it off of sales, like I was talking to you earlier about. So we require 6 months of the most recent bank statements. That would be from February to this last month, July. And then along with that, just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015?
Hey, Aaron, it's Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah, I know he has. It's just I don't have access to all the tax forms. I don't do their taxes. I just do the nuts and bolts.
Right. It's for the business, too, not their personal ones. So, But, yeah, I just had to see if you guys maybe had any, liens or anything like that.
Nope.
Yeah, and then
not
if...
Not that I'm aware of.
That's fine, too. And I'll go ahead and attach all this in the description when I shoot it over to you after we get off the phone. But, when do you think you guys can get all that back to us, too? Once we get all that back, we can, give you an actual...
Not sure. It depends on where he puts it on my priority plate, on what he wants me to do. Because I'm only here Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and I'm out for about 2 weeks around the holiday.
Okay, coming up pretty
soon. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. I actually leave prior to the holiday, and I'm kind of out, so.
Okay. Like I said earlier, too, we have a very fast turnaround, so it is just a one-page application. If you guys even wanted to just get started on it and then shoot over whatever you get done, that way we could get the ball rolling and, get you guys some numbers to shop around with so you can get that spray machine.
Okay.
And then just to get a little more background, what exactly is a spray machine, too? Like, could you just elaborate a little
designs.
On that? Okay, so almost like
them.
Okay, so it's like a spray painter, basically, then.
Yeah, and you have to have all the air quality bullcrap for EPA and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so expensive, because it has the filtration system, air filtration,
mm-hmm.
The intake and exhaust with heat.
Oh, wow.
In this thing. So that's why it's so expensive, because it's...
pretty complicated piece machine.
Yep, and just for to have them set, this is used too.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you that too.
It's not brand new. It's mm-hmm. used. Well, it was used very little, and you can tell by just looking at it. But the booth would have only cost about $17,000. But then you have to get it from where it is now to here,
mm-hmm.
and then have somebody install it so it's installed correctly and it works.
I gotcha. Where are you guys getting it from, too? I know you said JWA, but, where are they located?
No, it's John Baker Sales.
Okay.
John Baker, he's in Aurora on Smith Road.
Okay, so he's out there in Colorado, too?
Yep.
And you said it was John Baker Sales?
Yeah.
And he's already given the quote and everything, right?
Yeah, I have it.
You already put
I had it attached to the check, yeah.
Perfect. All right, so when I shoot over the app, if you want to attach that, a copy of that too, so we can, get a picture and,
mm-hmm.
the
okay.
details for that. Then I'll shoot over the app and everything right when we get off the phone.
I have the app.
Okay,
you
yeah, I did.
Shot
yeah,
it over in...
On the first
yeah.
one. Yep,
yeah.
you're right.
I'm printing it right now.
Perfect. And then I'll just go ahead and, give you a little description of the, you know, the other documents that we do need. If that's an issue getting, you guys can take your time. But, you know, just, I know you guys are trying to get this pretty soon, and you're going out of town and, you know, only in a few days, mm-hmm. so that way we can get the ball rolling and get it started.
Mm-hmm. 6 months of bank statements. But, yeah. But you know what? We have, like, six accounts.
Okay. They're all through John Curtis, right? John Curtis
yep.
Design?
Yep.
Is it just yep. you guys bank with different banks, or?
Nope. It's all with the same one. We just divvy it out so we have money for our materials when we get a check-in or whatever, you know. So it depends. They go all, I mean, it's coming and going. It's coming in on one certain account. So I think what I would do is send you our trust account, because then that shows money coming in, but it also shows a ton of transfers to these other accounts.
Okay. Yeah, that works too.
But
and
that shows you the money that that's coming in, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, and it is, because, you know, we base it off of sales. And, I mean, we didn't talk too much about the capital, but, I mean, just to kind of elaborate a little on that, what we do is we take about 10 to 15% of what you guys make per year and then go ahead and unlock that as you know, for cash, as unsecured cash, so that way you guys can use it as you see fit. It's different from the line of credit. You know, we don't base it off of solely the credit, more off the sales, so, you know, we can see that you can tax flow the cash flow of the note.
Okay. Well, I'll find out what other equipment he might want to get and see if I can't put something together for that, too, as far as estimating the cost of those other items.
Perfect. Yeah, I know I talked to Pat a little bit about it. And then last...
More.
Yeah, it was just kind of, he kind of gave me the list of, you know, your guys' shopping list, the grocery list for what you guys have coming up.
Okay.
And then last question for you, John's credit, do you have any idea on business credit and personal as well, if he's
we
kind of a
ballpark? Have not been denied anything. So if that tells you, I don't know what his credit has been. I have no clue.
It's fine. It's one of the factors that, you know, we base it off of, but, you know, just
sure.
trying to see what
all I
know
is every app I've put in, we've gotten
yeah,
credit
that's good
for.
Too.
I mean, because we, you know, we've been put on, because we were doing COD with a lot of our vendors,
mm-hmm.
and we've just, the credit apps, most that we've done is just to get a 30-day, you know, because we don't get our money for... 30 days or more sometimes, so.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's where the capital really comes in handy, because we actually have a bunch of clients that, you know, have that same scenario and
sure.
same kind of situation where, you know, you have that net 30, you know, time period where you're waiting to get that cash you can use that capital for.
Are there other items that we're going to get, because this is the banking guy?
Just, no, the only thing
that
I know of is laser and trailer.
Is what?
Laser?
Laser and a brailer and the spray booth.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
trying to do it all.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't. Are you kidding me? Oh, okay. So I'm getting a different story. I need to find out for. Okay. That we need?
Yeah, the booth is 34, the rack to brailer is 28, and the laser is like 60.
Oh. 60,000 on a brailer?
No, laser.
Laser? Oh. And then?
The brailer, the rack to brailer is 28,000 last year's price. I don't know if it's down or anything.
Six. That's only about 88,000.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said 100.
Okay. Oh, because you're thinking it's gone up. Okay. Well. Okay. Well, I guess I need to find out a lot more information and just see what John's done.
Is that Pat in the room? I heard a little bit of that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I need to figure out, because the laser and the brailer sound like they're expensive enough.
Yeah, I know. That's what he talked to me a little bit about. All right, well, here's what I can do. I'll just shoot over, you know, the description. That way, you know what it is that we'll need. You can get with Pat and, you know, figure out what it is that you guys are looking to do. And then if you guys have, he mentioned that he had a few other quotes on a piece of those machines, because they have, you know, those 90 days.
He needs
day.
To get current quotes, yeah.
Right. Even if he doesn't, just a ballpark and the item, so that way we know, you know, what it is,
what
general ballpark. So then we, you know, we can get this all taken care of in one try, and we don't have to, you know, keep going down the road, and, you know, we... get this to you, you know, pretty fast. Generally, we have about a 24-hour approval and 48 for funding if everything runs pretty smoothly. Okay. So.
Yeah, and these things are probably not a rush, but I'm going to find out. I'm just going to go to John and ask him since he's still in the office today.
Perfect, perfect.
Find out what he wants to do.
Awesome. So you think you can get these back to me by the end of the day then?
Well, it depends on what John tells me.
Uh-huh,
but I'll
gotcha.
Let you know. I will let you know. I will email you back. I'm not one for the phone.
Yeah, it's fine. Email is a great way to communicate for us, too.
Okay.
But I'll shoot you over the description. You know, that way you know what it is we need, and we can go from there.
Okay.
All right, Kathy. It was good talking
to you. Sounds good. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.